So defensive documentation. So we're kind of getting away from the concept of handbooks and into other types of discipline or other types of documentation you can have. One, the application. I think it's a good idea to tell people in an application, for what good it is nowadays, that you're an at-will employer, so if they get hired, they'll be at will, and that there's, you know, no one has the authority to alter that at-will status unless it's in writing and signed by, you know, and I would keep it at a very high level, by the CEO or the president or an officer of the company, you know, and it's in, signed by both people, both parties. Because what you don't want is somebody, and I had a situation once where, you know, somebody had a little too much at the holiday party and sent out this massive email that sounded an awful lot like a guarantee of employment. So you want it signed by both parties so you don't end up in a situation where somebody argues that a little too friendly a drunk basically just took the whole company out of at-will status into something completely different. Arbitration, jury waiver, if you're going to have one for your employees, you can have one for your applicants, at least at this point in time in Texas. Between jury waiver and arbitration, everybody has their preferences. Obviously, if you're a national company, then arbitration may make more sense than jury waivers because jury waivers aren't illegal, aren't legal everywhere. But and you know, if I am in the Valley, I'm probably going to go with arbitration. If I am in Dallas, I'll probably stick with the judge. So I'd go with the jury waiver. So you know, it just depends on where you are, where you're located, what your workforce is like. But it's certainly worth considering, and that's true for your applicants as well, because they can sue you for not getting a job. That is rare in a good economy. In a bad economy, they're very frequent. So right now, I'm not seeing a lot of those. But a few years back, I was seeing a ton of them, and much farther back, I saw a lot of them.